Now we come in chapter 44 to something that's quite remarkable, and maybe here we can get a little light on something. Then he brought me back the way of the gate of the outer sanctuary, which looketh toward the east, and it was shut. Now the gate toward the east is shut. Then said the Lord unto me, this gate shall be shut, it shall not be opened, and no man shall enter in by it, because the Lord, the God of Israel, hath entered in by it, therefore it shall be shut. It is for the prince shall sit in it, to eat bread before the Lord. He shall enter by the way of the porch or their gate, and shall go out by way of the same. Now this has led to a very peculiar statement that many of our premillennial brethren make, that the eastern gate of the city, and it's there today, and it's walled up, and that it won't be opened until the Messiah comes, and then he's coming in that gate. Well, there are several objections to that, and when you come here to Ezekiel and study it, you find out two things. To begin with, the prince that's coming is not the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a prince that great many feel it's David. Others think it's not David, but they all agree that it's not the Lord Jesus Christ. Now somebody says, how do you know? Because he offers a sacrifice and worships God. Well, he is God, and he never offered a sacrifice when he was here in the flesh before, and I'm of the opinion he won't be around offering a sacrifice in that day either, my friend. Not be necessary. He will still be able to say, which of you convicteth me of sin? And so that I don't think that he's the prince here. I have a notion. I personally think it's David. Now, I know that there are many fine men that feel like it's a prince in the line of David that'll be there and that he's the one. Now, if you accept that viewpoint, you are going to be in good company. A lot of fine men. But now, if you want to be right, you know who you want to go with, don't you? Now, may I then add this other, and now, very seriously, the gate that he's talking about here, obviously, is not the gate of the city. It's the gate of the temple. Well, somebody says it's not there. That's the whole point. You see, the temple has to be built first before that can take place. And it's not that gate that's there today that's walled up and it hasn't anything in the world to do with it. Somebody says, well, don't you think he may come in that gate? Well, that prince is coming, probably will come in that gate. I see no objection to it, but that wall could be torn down then and another gate put up. You must remember, that's not the wall that was there when even the Lord Jesus was there, and it certainly was not the wall that Ezekiel saw, because that has long since been destroyed.